Now that we've gone through the definition of work, let's learn a little bit more about its characteristics. So for work to have been considered done on an object, the following conditions must be met. A force must be applied to the object, and the object must move. Therefore, zero work is being done if an object is moving without any force being applied. For example, if you throw a ball, once the ball is traveling through the air, there's no more force being applied to it, so zero work is being done on the ball at that point. Secondly, zero work is being done if a force is being applied to an object, but that object is not moving. So if you remember from our first example, we were looking at which has more work being done on it, a hockey puck being slid across the ice or pushing as hard as you can against a brick wall. And we found out that when you push as hard as you can against a brick wall, even though you're exerting a lot of energy, there is zero work being done. And this is because the wall doesn't move. So just to recap, for work to be done, the object must move, and there must be some force applied to that object.